Birds Boondog Show with the Blueberry Chicks, with the Blueberry Beat by the Blueberry Store. And this is always a fun way to start a Saturday morning for sure. I've got Patrice Hartman, which is, she's a treat, is what we normally call her. And I have Shelly Hartman off, also with the ever silent one, Hillary Fisher, over in the corners where we put her so she doesn't say mean things to her sister. No. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah. I guess, Leslie, you know, first things to start out talking about is we've been working on this YouTube series. And, you know, quickly before I jump over to you, treat about what's happening in some of these recipes, which everything has a blueberry element in it, which is pretty cool. On the 15th, where the blueberry pasta salad will be premiering. Then on the 22nd, the blueberry pot roast slider, which is one of yours, treat. Mm-hmm. And then the blueberry chicken salad on the 29th are the next three. But we already have, I can't remember it. I think four out there already. So, which anybody can find if you look up.
And they're free.
And they're free. All you have to do is go to YouTube and search the Blueberry Beat, and then Blueberry Store is the name of the channel. But if you search the Blueberry Beat, you probably will find it too, because I've got everyone titled the Blueberry Beat / Blueberry Pasta Salad type of thing. That's how I've got them all.
Yes, you do. I checked that out today.
Yes, yeah. So that's where all that is. So, and one of the last ones that we did that we can discuss, you know, if someone wants to go back and check it out, which is pretty cool, is a blueberry Greek salad. And that's one that you made. So, I mean, what's the blueberry Greek salad all about, Treat?
Well, it's just very easy. We use the vinaigrette, the blueberry vinaigrette, and that's just so tasty. And you don't need a lot. You know, you just dress. It comes with couscous pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And I added feta cheese, Kalamata olives, and some onion, and put the vinaigrette over it and just let it set, and it's good tomorrow, it's good the next day, it's good the day of. It's just really, really simple. But
that is kind of one of the nice things about pasta, is it's one of those things that actually kind of sometimes gets better the longer it sits in the fridge.
It does.
And now, why is that?
I think it absorbs the flavor of everything it's mixed with.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a professional, though. Let's get that out.
It's like a marinade. It marinades the noodle, in my opinion.
But, I mean, it's the same with spaghetti. If the spaghetti's in the refrigerator mixed with it, if the sauce is good to start, of course, you know, it just for some times just seems to get better.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. It really does bring out that blueberry flavor. That's the thing about the vinaigrette, that it's so versatile. You can use it like you did in the Greek salad. You could use it on a regular salad. Another one we do is with lettuce, feta, dried blueberries, the blueberry vinaigrette. That's a great, especially if you got people coming, you know, for the weekend and you just want to throw it. Well, it's been hot.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody hasn't noticed, it's been hot. And this is just something nice, cool, summery, throw it together.
And it's not sweet. Yeah. It's not tangy. It's just very mild and just tasty.
Yeah. Picnics and parties, good things for. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Hillary, I do have to ask you, since you don't talk much here when you come in, you do have the recipes online. Where do they go to find those recipes?
The Blueberry Store.
The Blueberry Store, that'd be .com, right?
.com.
Yeah, right. www.
Yes. www.
We got her excited for a minute. Her eyes got big and everything. Yeah, okay, so the blueberry pasta salad, which is one that AJ made, and I guess you can take us kind of quickly through that, and then we'll get to your other one, which is that pot roast slider, the blueberry pot roast slider, which looks fantastic.
I think she just used any kind of pasta that you would like, and matter of fact, I think she used two different types in there, so it kind of makes it a little interesting. And there again, she used the vinaigrette, and it seems like onions and celery really diced up small. Dried blueberries were in it.
Yeah. It's really good.
And you know, one thing too that I personally would like when we're in season is to put some fresh in there.
That's right.
Along with the dried. Oh, it's so good. Really, really good.
Refreshing. And
talking about the dried blueberries, I bought a package of, it was like a salad topper type of thing, and it had dried blueberries in it. They were so hard. Yeah. I couldn't, you know, and I thought, man, compared to ours,
right,
soft, plump, you know, almost juicy.
Yeah.
It was really
different. Yeah, the texture of ours are.
I could not eat it.
Yeah.
Oh. And it was a fresh pack. It wasn't like something. Yeah, so, you know, that was something I thought.
Yeah. Well, what are some of those benefits with working with, dried blueberries?
they're easy. You can, they shelf life is pretty long. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they're very tasty, just with a handful, with nuts or goodness, just about anything.
Trail mixes, we have them in our trail mixes.
And I put it, sometimes my grandson is a little picky. So I will mix blueberries. I'll smash those, kind of chop them up, the dried, and put it in cream cheese and then put it on his bagel.
Ooh, yeah.
And he, but I have to tell him it's grandma's blueberries that she grew. I have to lie a little bit.
Well, they could be, you know. I know. All the dried blueberries
all in the
are
pool.
Our blueberries.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, it's all in the pool.
When it comes to actual cooking, is there ever a time where the dried is better than actually using fresh?
Well, I would say so, especially off season or whatever. And for the, you know,
let's say you always have access to fresh. Would you always use fresh, or would you say, you know what,
no,
this recipe actually works better with dried?
Baking with fresh is, it has some of complications, even more so than frozen. So, you know, it's just a different texture, different like makeup. The skins,
they bleed
and they get.
They tend to bleed, you know, but you.
They don't sink down, you know.
You kind of conquer that by adding a little bit more flour or something that will.
Roll them in that.
Yeah, and then add it to the batter. But yeah, there is, some distinct things that.
Well, one of the things she taught me, and so this is another way that you can use dried in baking if you want them a little juicier, is to reconstitute them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can use any kind of, you can use water or a juice of, you know, the blueberry juice or blueberry apple juice or something like that. Reconstitute them and then they become plumper, and then they will, because they would suck up anything in the batter or in the liquid anyway. So if they're plump, they're already there.
Right.
They're already flavorful, more flavorful and that kind of thing.
So is there a learning curve with using blueberries, or is it pretty much using the same as strawberries or peaches?
Well,
or?
You don't have to worry about the white shoulders on a strawberry. You know, they have the white on the, and then the point on the bottom, you usually take that off. No stem, 99% of the time anyway.
Right.
And, you know, they're just easy.
Well, what are you guys' favorite other fruits to mix with blueberries?
Well, Treat makes this awesome cranberry blueberry salad.
Cranberry blueberry
salsa.
Oh my
salsa.
Gosh.
Oh
yes.
Gosh, her salsa that fresh
just
salsa
just on a regular tortilla chip.
Oh yeah, it is amazing.
Sinful.
Oh,
sinful.
It is like with the cranberry
like that. We talk
and
about
the blueberry.
And with
and the
cilantro,
it's
the cranberries, you know, is very off. Just one couple weeks out of the whole year, you get cranberries. So I do freeze bags and then just use them frozen because they're hollow. There's no real juice type of thing in them unless you start putting the sugar in them. And
that's something, too, that maybe we didn't talk about. We do package fresh cranberries after blueberries.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that after the break because we do have to take one here. We'll come back while you're talking. When we come back, let's talk about the youth ministry barn sale. And we still have to talk about the blueberry pot roast on the YouTube video that's coming up. So we'll do that a little later in the show. And we on Robert's Moondog Show on the Blueberry Chicks, Bleep Beat Chicks. I was just thinking about that a minute ago. Which one was again? The blueberry chicks or the blueberry beat by the blueberry store? We'll be right back.
That's funny.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show at the Blueberry Beat with the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store. And we were just in this last segment, we're talking about some recipes and stuff. And we were going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, we want to talk about the Youth Ministry Barn Sale. What is it?
Oh,
that's Treat.
Please fill us in.
Well, Treat's not busy enough. Oh, my gosh. She's decided to start this youth ministry
with volunteers.
Oh, yeah. It's all volunteer
and
based.
Very, very good supporters. I mean, the donations that we get are astronomical. Anyway, it's the philosophy behind it is to help the youth. Christian youth activities in the area.
Mm-hmm. That so, people maybe not be able to afford.
Yeah, or need a little help, you know, to afford. And so, but we don't do individuals. We do groups. You know, what it's not necessarily a church. And we generate money through this barn sale.
Which is today.
It's today.
Yes.
Yes.
Today.
Yes, yes this
today.
Morning. Starts at 9 a.m.
One day only.
So we
got to
hurry because I'm already late.
I'm way behind already.
It's from 9 to 3 today.
9 to 3 p.m. And that address is 156 60th Street, Grand Junction, Michigan. That'd be 49056. We'll try to remember to kick out that address again. There's not a website or anywhere for someone can go to find out
it's on Facebook.
It's just on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just
and
look up Youth Ministry
chat
Barn
line,
Sale.
South Haven chat line. And then we have a Gmail address.
If you want to email.
If you want to email a question.
Or donation, really.
Or donations,
this
okay,
is
yeah.
all. She'll go and a group of people will pick up donations of any kind that can donate to the ministry sale, barn sale. And she's got good stuff in that barn. It's rain or shine. So
it's enclosed.
And she's got it laid out.
Two big pole barns.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the kind of the stuff that someone might find if they went?
Oh, my gosh. We have a very modern, nice, clean clothing from
all kinds of different
women's to men's now. Mm-hmm. And
kids.
Some Western wear.
Did Hillary do some donating?
Yes.
Some chaps.
Furniture. We have all kinds
of furniture.
Really,
yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Even some like older pieces. If you're into doing that refurbishing kind of thing,
right?
And it's ongoing.
Household
it doesn't
goods.
End.
A lot of household like little smaller appliances, bedding,
toaster ovens, and microwave types of stuff.
Not so much of that this time.
No,
we did last time though, but not this time. And we also have a booth at the M43 Mercantile in Bangor that is open, you know, with their hours, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And all that money does go pass
goes
through
straight
this.
Back to the youth ministry?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, every bit of it.
Well, very cool. How many kids are is this affecting?
Well, last year, it is still ongoing, we did 13 youth went to a camp, and the camp is like $400 per kid.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we did that, and then we saved back some for this year to, you know, supplement this year.
Right.
So, yeah, we did very, very
well. What are the ages
well.
Of the kids?
Usually they're 12-ish, 12
boys
or so.
Boys and girls?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Yep. But this year we're going to go extend it a little bit further and hopefully get some of the young kids involved. And they're going to have hopefully go to our Vesta Farms, things like that, or do some things together.
So is it kind of throughout the year there are different events and different things that you do with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the adults that help out with this?
Well, Val Ridley is my second-hand person, and Jamie and John Vandenberg, Don and Becky.
Gary Ridley.
Oh, and Gary. Gary, yeah, she's married. Val is married to Gary.
Right, okay. and Gary tags along, I take it.
He's
especially when we call and say, hey, we got golf clubs here. He'll come check
call
out.
Call Gary.
So there's about eight of us all together, and I don't know. It's just fun. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And so the way that one idea, so it's about affordability. And in these economic times, we want people to be able to afford these things. So she sells it by the box.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Whatever you fit in the box is.
The home of the $5 box is
that's
what we
what
tagline.
It is.
Okay.
Yep. Anything goes in that box is $5.
Yeah. So now when you when kids come in, do they just call and you guys are in, or do they have to meet any kind of certain criteria to become a part? No.
No.
Well, the organization itself, she has a committee that she'll accept the request, and then their committee will decide about funding and how much portion, all, or whatever the need is or the ask is. So they do have to go through some type of a formal filling out of a request.
And it's not per kid, you know. So
it's a group thing.
Do you have anything to do with this, Shelly?
I'm the support behind this.
I was just saying. I was wondering. She said she seems to know an awful lot about this.
I don't.
Thank you for doing that too. That's important. That's
exactly.
Important.
It's something that just started. That it was one of those organic sort of things that just start, and then it takes on and a good hold in the community.
Yeah,
and
something positive happens, and next thing you know, you're energized about it. It's like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah. Like one of the things she does, which is so, you know, the listeners, take advantage of this. You know, she'll talk with you, Treatwell, and then if you have stuff left from your rummage sale or an estate sale, you know, she will come. She's got a truck and a trailer and some muscle, and she'll be happy to take the donation.
Nice.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice thing. Once you get the donation, how are we going to get it to where it needs to go? So it's nice to have that, too. So anything else we need? We've got another couple minutes. We can talk about this, or we can move on to talking about the blueberry chuck roast, if you want.
So I had a chuck roast in my freezer, and I was just like, well,
what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
What do we do with this?
Blah, blah, blah.
It's been in here for 5 years.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what it was. I never had a banh mi sandwich before. And I heard about them. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I like pickled veggies on my pot or my beef. But I tried it, and it was really good. The only thing is it's hard to enjoy a daikon radish that's pickled. And it's very strong to me. The carrot was really good, but anyway, so I used the blueberry. I know that's like off the wall, right?
No, it's great.
It's great, Drew.
I used blueberry concentrate for the pot roast part, and it worked out really good. I was like, man, I'm kind of impressed with this. And, you know, it was just a flavor that's like, what is that?
Yeah,
you don't typically think, because there's a soy ginger there, and that which gives it kind of an Asian feel with red meat. Just doesn't seem that. I mean, I guess, do they use a lot of red meat in Chinese food?
Yeah.
Do they? Uh-huh. Well, I guess they do have beef. That's all I get is Hunan beef. But I don't know. The blueberry, that's probably the difference.
Yeah. But it was. And then she topped it off.
And
with
I think it even kind of made it tender or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's just really a good mouthfeel, and the way it was on the sandwich, all that stuff. It was just, I was like, man, this concentrate is probably better for something other than just drinking it for the health benefits. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's why a lot of people buy it. And so we decided, how can we make this a value-added product that people could use for cooking? So she came up with that, and it was a home run.
And you don't need much because it's concentrated, so you don't need a whole lot.
Very impressed.
Well, very nice. So, this has come to the end of this time for this. I have to ask one question. When it comes to the blueberry syrup that you have, once you open it, does that have to be refrigerated? Because, you don't have to refrigerate Miss Butterworth or Log Cabin. Do you have to refrigerate this one?
It is recommended.
Okay. All right. I wonder that when I keep looking at it on my counter as it sits there every day. So, all right. We'll be back with Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Beat with the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store. And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us. Very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
Chicks with Blueberry Beat by the Blueberry Store. And I get better at it each time.
Yeah.
Finally, I got it written down so I can see it in front of me. It makes it a lot easier. Hey, we have some product to talk about here. And I've had a chance. I haven't had a chance to use the blueberry mustard here yet. And I'm going to at some point real soon. I have used the blueberry barbecue sauce on pork ribs. Mm-hmm. And those are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we also have here, we have some brats and sausages, which are also, I would guess, infused with blueberry.
Oh, they have
blueberries in them.
They have blueberries, actual blueberries in them. Now, are they dried blueberries or fresh blueberries?
Fresh frozen.
Okay, all right. Okay, so with all that being said, which one you tell me which one you want to talk about first?
The mustard.
Mustard, okay. So, well, the packaging looks nice, and I said this isn't one that I tried yet. I do like mustard. I'm just not quite sure what kind of a sandwich it's going to maybe go best with.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not just for sandwiches.
It's not?
No.
No. Okay. You can actually put it on a ham as a glaze.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, you can actually mix it with, it's really good. If you go to the store and buy the already pre-made
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Oh, by the way, everybody out there, that's Hillary's voice, if you're not used to hearing
it. Speaking.
Well.
Okay, so a glaze on ham, and of course with sandwiches.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
So if you buy the pre-made coleslaw, and then you add the mustard to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So very good.
And then you could add a little bit of the vinaigrette, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's really good. Turkey sandwiches.
Wow. Yeah.
Dennis loves to just open a jar up and stick those big pretzels in there and start dipping it out.
Oh, really?
And
just
eating it like
dip
that.
Pretzels, huh? Okay.
Yeah, he loves that. You can use it, of course, on your hot dogs, your hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Your brats, your sausage.
One of the things that I've been seeing and hearing is that when you do ribs, and you're going to put a dry rub on them, you put mustard on first. So I bought some rack of ribs the other night.
And you're going to use it.
And I'm going to try that.
I'm going to taste it all by itself.
You're going to love it. It's so good.
That is good.
It's sweet, savory.
Well, I know that. But it really doesn't, when I think I'm going to taste mustard, yellow mustard,
it does not taste like that at all.
It's very
savory.
Good.
It's got, you know, just this taste that will surprise you.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of things even more that we haven't talked about that would be good
salmon.
For sure.
We did salmon.
Oh, that was so good.
Okay. So that one certainly is a plus. I don't have to taste the barbecue sauce because I already have. But what's your favorite meats to put the barbecue sauce on?
Well, I like to cheat. I use the frozen meatballs.
The frozen meatballs, all right.
Just to pass, you know, to a potluck, you just get those.
There is zero wrong with using those frozen meatballs. The meat is good. And, and if you use the right stuff with it, they're going to turn out fantastic.
And I did a little bit of both one time, and it was awesome. It was a little sticky.
When you say a little bit of both mustard and the barbecue sauce? Okay, all right. Yeah. Did you still use the grape jelly or just toss? Don't even need that anymore.
No, that's out.
Now you can use blueberry jelly or preserves, or the lime. What's the pepper?
Oh, that's my new favorite.
Don't you kind of have that blueberry thing. Pepper jelly?
It's a little spicy, but on turkey meatballs, that was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
And
you guys have me ready for dinner here at breakfast time.
We'll break out the brats and sausage.
Actually, the sausage is good the day after as a breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
You don't eat it all the night before.
Good idea.
Yeah, and that sausage, too, is so versatile. You can eat it on a bun. You can mix it with, like, beans. You can do so many things with that sausage. And as Hillary said, it's already cooked, so you're just warming it up.
Right.
Just like the brats. Now, the brats are a German brat. So it's maybe a little bit different than maybe what you're thinking of, other name brand brats that you see. This is a German brat.
Okay.
One thing I was going to try, but I usually don't cook with wine or beer or anything like that, but brats and beer, how they do in Wisconsin, they boil them in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
And woohoo! I think
that's how they do them in Michigan at my house too.
They do.
Typically.
Did you used to live in Wisconsin?
No. I just it's always been the thing. You boil your brat there and then toss it on the grill.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That's another good use.
Well, because typically with a brat, though, when you finally get it cooked all the way, it explodes.
Right.
So if it's already cooked and you just got to get it on there for 4 or 5 minutes, get anything else you're going to put on it and, you know, get a little, you know, that grill flavor, you know, the little bit of
we can't wait to hear what you think. You know, we brought you some to try. So you it's going to be on you. To tell us.
Okay, I'm ready for that. Okay.
All right.
Very good. So, brats and sausage, do you guys sell a lot of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What do people say what are they saying about them?
Well, they're buying them again because they just said, we had no idea. This is so good. We work with a co-packer that makes them for us. They do a great job. We've had these brats and sausage. It's not just brats and sausage we work with them on. We have the snack sticks.
Yeah. And jerky.
And jerky, blueberry jerky. And people are like, ooh, no, it is a beef jerky with blueberries in it, and it is amazing. Mm. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, that stuff's at the Blueberry Store downtown South Haven, correct?
Exactly.
All right. And it's also, can you get it out at the warehouse,
yes,
too,
you
out,
can. Yes.
out on Phoenix, a little further out?
And online, of course.
And online, of course. And
you could call the toll-free number.
You can call the toll-free number. And do you want me to say it, or is Hillary Fisher going to come out?
Hillary, I think I can say it.
Please.
877-654-2400.
There
yes,
you go.
That's
877-654-2400. That's wonderful. And I didn't even have to write it and put it on and stick it to the wall.
Hey, I tell
you. Yeah. All right. Well, we still have another couple minutes left. Is there anything that you guys want to make sure we talk about? You know, what's coming up for summer? Anything special? Anything on the horizon?
I think probably we got Memorial Day, and nothing goes better with Memorial Day than red, white, and blueberries.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have some special recipes that we'll have for desserts or quick salads or something on the website that you can check back and say, hey, you know what? Because the blueberries fit perfectly for the flag, so of course it's a great celebration.
Exactly. Have you been getting people checking out those recipes?
Yes, we have. Actually, I have some people on social media that have contacted me privately and said, I love those videos. They are so good. They are just, I look forward to them every week. So.
Nice.
The store's been busy downtown.
Yes, we have
been
busy.
We have been busy down there.
Well, hey, what more can you ask for?
No,
really?
It's great. Mm. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting to see, you know, this weather just changed. We went from, you know, springish to hot summer.
That's not what I said. We went from the Yukon Territory in Canada to the Key West, Florida in a day. I mean, woke up, what was that, on Wednesday or whatever? It was 8:38 in the morning. I'm like, oh, it feels like Florida already. It was already 80 in the morning and humid.
It's been so hot, you know, trying to work out in the fields. We're getting the bees in.
Yeah.
They're getting busy. They're in their hives. They're hungry. They're ready to start the pollination. Yeah. And they are so eager to get out there, and so are we, because that just means there's going to be a short period of time and we'll be into fresh blueberry season.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to figure that those leaves are happening fast.
Oh,
I mean, they seem to be everywhere else. We went from kind of dingy gray to, I mean, everything's just green
overnight,
and beautiful.
Popped.
Now, now that we had these days, we're going to need a little water here before we have
Saturday,
our severeness of
or
you know,
we can
ups
irrigate. But what we are hoping for is moderate coolness now, because you know if you remember back last year Memorial Day weekend, we frost protected 7 nights in a row.
Wow.
It was cold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It got way too cold for the blueberries. So we're just hoping we have cooler, moderate type of weather.
It already seems funny how that seems like a distant memory, and that was only 4 days ago, and it was 40.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for us today. Good show, ladies.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to have some exciting guests. I have confirmed that we'll have someone in here. It'll be a surprise guest. I will just say she's blonde like myself.
All right.
So.
No, I'm excited. All right. It's the Blueberry Chicks on the Blueberry Bee with the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.